Miami 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Dooline blog took a photo tour of the military types on display at Le Bourget. Fittingly, Dave Mohamdar declares Sukhoi's mighty Su-35 to have been best in show. Check the blog for what is probably the best video footage going of its awesome display routine. Charting a busy week in spaceflight, Hyperbola notes a rare event. Soyuz rockets that made two launches in one day, from French Guinea and Kazakhstan. China's successful Shenzhou 10 mission to the Chang'e 1 mini space station is also documented. Some speculate that its in-orbit maneuvers are part of a long training regime to prepare for a Taikonauts moon landing. And at Aerial View, our man in Israel, Ari Agosi, wonders if unmanned systems can prove their worth in civil missions. Read about a Brussels-sponsored Heron test flight. And now, the latest news from FlightGlobal.com. UK flag carrier British Airways has taken delivery of its first Airbus A380, with the double-deck type arriving at London Heathrow on its ferry flight from Toulouse. BA has 12 of the Super Jumbos on order and will initially deploy the Rolls-Royce Trent 900-powered aircraft on routes from Heathrow to Los Angeles and Hong Kong. Keith Williams, British Airways chief executive, says, "We're delighted to be the first UK airline taking delivery of the A380. It is a great aircraft that has been developed with huge amounts of British engineering ingenuity, and we believe it will prove very popular with our customers." China has certified its first pilot's deck crew for aircraft carrier operations following a 25-day training deployment by the nation's first aircraft carrier, the Longying. During the cruise, pilots executed several continuous takeoff and landing exercises, making China one of the few countries in the world that can train its own carrier-borne jet pilots, according to a statement on China's Defense Ministry website. The certifications were awarded to 5 pilots and an unstated number of landing signal officers after they were tested on skills related to the operation of fixed-wing aircraft from a warship. The aircraft used in the exercise, the Shenyang J-15, is based on Russia's Sukhoi Su-33, although Beijing has claimed that the J-15 is based on China-developed technologies. Airbus trailed Boeing in aircraft deliveries during the first half of the year, handing over 295 aircraft, compared with 306 by its U.S. rival. Boeing also took gross orders for 790 aircraft over the six-month period to June 30th, ahead of the 758 recorded by Airbus, even after the lift to the European airframer provided by the Paris Air Show. Airbus's net order figure at the half-year point, however, stood at 722, while Boeing's was 692 as of July 2nd. Boeing's first-half orders have included 676 of its 737 family, while Airbus booked agreements for 650 A320s. Cessna has delivered the first production TTX general aviation aircraft, reviving shipments from a 400 Cavalis line that had been dormant since late 2011. The TTX is an aircraft which will wow pilots with its performance and surprise passengers with its comfort, says Brian Steele, the company's business leader for the TTX. Cessna claims that the TTX is a high-performance, all-composite aircraft designed for advanced pilots. According to the company, the aircraft has a top speed of 435 kilometers an hour and an operating ceiling of 7,620 meters, or 25,000 feet. It can also be equipped with an optional flight into known icing system, which enables pilots to file flight plans allowing for a multitude of weather conditions. Cessna unveiled the TTX upgrade in March 2011 as deliveries of the 400 Corvallis TT plummeted to zero. After acquiring the Corvallis from Columbia Aircraft, Cessna's shipments of the type peaked at 110 in 2008, but also halted in 2010 after a delamination event at an in-flight aircraft revealed systemic flaws in Cessna's composite curing process. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration hit Cessna with a $2.43 million fine. Service entry of the first new-generation single-engine personal jet has accelerated following the arrival of an autoclave oven at Sears Aircraft's Grand Forth, North Dakota facility, which is dedicated to producing composite parts for the Vision SF-50 personal jet and its SR series of piston singles. Grand Forks is being expanded to accommodate the 40-ton, 40-foot-long autoclave, which will be operational in the middle of August, and will shortly begin producing parts such as the carbon fiber main spar of the SF-50. The six-seat aircraft will be assembled at Cirrus's Duluth, Minnesota headquarters.